Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than letting a leprechaun get away before you take his pot of gold.
That would be bad.
Yes, we are better than that.
Yes.
The number to call in is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you are listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, and go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip. Joe will be here later on.
Yeah.
He's efforting. Got a big show planned for tonight. On tonight's show, we will have two great debates of absurdity.
Not just one. Two!
Two! Leprechaun versus unicorn, to see who is the better mythical creature.
Of course.
St. Patrick's Day Parade versus Puerto Rican Day Parade.
And this is the day to have that.
It is. It is. Unless you're Puerto Rican.
Yes, and then you would say, oh no, they have the home court advantage.
Wait till June.
Yes.
Somebody's going to get stabbed. Don't worry, you'll be too drunk. You won't feel it. Anyway, we'll also see if Belinda will be successful in getting that $300 from Fake Davin. Where we last left off with Belinda, Fake Davin, ergo me, was going to send her that money.
Yeah, well, look, he was making noises like you would.
Yes, well, I said I would.
Yes.
And far be it for me to lie to a scammer. And we will also play the Ann Jackson drinking game.
Awesome.
So that'll be a first time we're doing that. Also, don't forget to enter our alternative universe contest. Just go to Davin's Den Facebook page, the Davin's Den Facebook page, go to the notes section, and all the information is there. Still plenty of time to enter that. Also, before we get going, we want to send out some good thoughts to Trucker Tom's mom. She's had a medical emergency a few days ago, so we wish her a full and quick recovery.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hang in there, Tom.
Hang in there, Mrs. Trucker Tom. He's truckerless, Tom.
She's trucker mom.
She's trucker mom. Hang in there, trucker mom. Mm-hmm. Or truckerless mom. Well, Tom's
he's
trucker.
Not, he's still staying with stanking. That
he still stinks.
No, I didn't mean that. No, he's still staying with trucker Tom logo
for the show,
even though he's no longer a trucker.
I think he's doing that across the board for all the radio shows that he likes.
I think he probably is.
Because he's known. He's a celebrity.
Yeah, once you pick your name.
You're stuck with it.
Yeah.
You're stuck with it. But anyway, we certainly wish Mrs. Frey the best of luck and a speedy recovery. So, let me find what I was looking for. I went on the road, and you know when I go on the road, weird things happen.
Oh my God, yes.
So
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh like that, but it's like, yeah, there's always seems to be issues.
What do you mean there's always issues?
Well, even if it's a good show, there's always some sort of shenanigans, either by you, the promoter, the people in the crowd, or something.
This was none of those.
No?
No, this was none of those.
Okay.
Well, I will play You Stink, because this will be a You Stink thing. Fortunately, we can't hear it in our headphones.
Yeah. So.
But they can hear it, I think.
I think they can hear it.
They can. That's always something. Well, the echo shouldn't be there anymore.
I know. You know what? There's no echo for you. There's no nothing for us.
Yeah, I don't.
There's always going to be some technical glitch.
I don't know which is I don't know which is better. I liked being able to hear it.
Yeah, I like being able to know what we're doing.
Yeah, and actually, if we were playing interviews, we would have to hear it.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, so tonight is just music.
And funnily enough, you still have your earbuds in.
That is stupid. Notice? Take those bad boys out.
They're not going to help you.
They are not going to help me. Yeah, I'm going to have to get that fixed tomorrow. More fun for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, the product over the air is better.
Yeah, I know.
But we need to get this fixed.
I'm hoping. You guys in the chat, let me know if you're hearing an echo, if you're hearing us at all. That
well,
would
they're
be
hearing
nice
us at all. We would know if they weren't hearing us. The show is on the radio.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I know that we are being heard on the Indie Authority because Lady Spitfire just told me so.
Hello, Lady Spitfire.
Yes.
Greetings. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Miss Spitfire.
Yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you.
Love that name, Spitfire.
Yes.
You're not going to get mild-mannered. You're not going to get laid back with Spitfire.
No, as a matter of fact, she just said, no, I can hear your rotten mouths.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
What a bitch. You know what, Lady Spitfire? This goes to you, this you stink. I don't need this crap.
She's sassy.
She is, but I mean, that was kind of...
Our rotten mouths.
Yeah, that was a little much.
I brushed once today.
I thought a little heavy-handed by Lady Spitfire.
She said, "Don't you make me call an event."
The line is open. If you want to, if you have a you stink, Lady Spitfire, number's 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can certainly do your stink before or after my you stink.
We can have our first debate in absurdity. It would make it three.
Yeah. See, I've seen some of Lady Spitfire's Facebook posts. So I know in text, the rants can be quite good.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I've seen the ranting myself. They're quite good.
So it'll be interesting to see if she were to call in, if the text rant. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there we go.
Hello. Welcome to Davin's Den.
Howdy, it's Lady Spitfire, you fuckers.
Well, yes, it is. Yes. How are you, Lady Spitfire?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am awesome. So, you have a rant, a you stink, you would like to kick the show off with?
Here's my only rant, and it has nothing to do with Davinson, but it's music related, so I don't know if you have any musician friends that listen in, but if you're a musician and you don't know how to tag your music, you're not getting played on my station, period.
You don't know how to tag your music?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, I can barely run a talk show. You think I can do a music? I have no idea what that means. You mean in Facebook tagging?
What it means is when you have an MP3 and you right-click on it, it should tell you what musician's playing what track, what album, what year it was released.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing there, then how the hell am I going to know what I'm playing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that seems pretty basic.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be listening to Meghan Trainor when it's Katy Perry.
True.
I really did not expect those, knowing your musical taste, I really did not expect those to be the ones you pointed to.
Someone turned me onto it the other day, and now I'm stuck with it in my head, so I feel like I'm being punished.
Well, maybe you are.
Yeah,
don't go there, Gavin.
That's not a nice earwig.
I'm so mad at you.
You're what? You're mad at me?
Yes.
What did I do? I tag all my shit.
You never reminded me when you were in town and I missed your show, so it's your fault.
I fucking told you a month ahead of time.
You didn't tell me the day before. You know I'm busy. Blame Donnie.
I told you a month ahead of time. Anyway, I'm going to tell you right now. Write it down. Write it down, Lady Spitfire.
I've been on my ass every day.
Lady Spitfire, write it down. I'm going to be back in town on Friday, April 24th. Write it down.
All right. I'm writing it down. It's going in the calendar.
All right. Now, everybody.
And I will be there.
Good. Everybody who's listened to this show now knows that Lady Spitfire has acknowledged.
Yes.
Don't worry, Lady Spitfire. Even the fact that you acknowledge it, if you forget, as I'm finding in my life, whenever people acknowledge receipt and listening or hearing something, they still bitch to me later on.
I forgot!
There you go.
So
blow me up if I don't show up, but I'm going to make sure that I show up, and I'm going to bring Mr. Kickass with me, too.
Mr. Kickass?
Nice.
Yes.
Is that
my
your hubby?
Personal bodyguard.
Oh, okay. I like that.
No, it's not Donnie.
No, well, no. Diva Donnie does not strike me as kickass. I made Donnie laugh so hard today, and then we'll let.
Did
Lady...
you?
Yeah,
she needs a lot of laughing because that boy goes from 7A to 7A nonstop. The boy does not sleep.
We love the diva Donnie, but I made him laugh.
Yes, we do.
So I was telling him about how sensitive our old Sam broadcaster was, how we were afraid to do anything like around it. Because we were afraid it would knock us off the air. So I said, Donnie, compare it to this. It was like, you know, after you come and you don't want to be touched because it'll freak out. That was our old Sam broadcaster. What?
You guys are so bad.
Yes, we are.
And so was our Sam broadcaster.
And so was.
And so I've heard that you recently were equipped with a gift, so I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you, Lady Spitfire. Yes, it was.
You're welcome.
It was a gift from the Indie Authority.
Yes, I love my Davinson.
And we love our Indie Authority.
We do.
All right, dear. Keep on listening. Hang out in the chat. It'll be fun today.
I will. I'm in the chat sitting there right now because I'm just waiting for my computer to decide what it wants to do. So I'm sitting here and I'm going to pretty soon equip it to the old man's ear so he can listen to some good comedy for once and stop watching Cops for the love of God.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we're better than Cops.
7 days a week he watches Cops, Pip. It's got to go.
Maybe he's looking for a relative.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he probably wants to be a cop by now, and I'm not letting him.
Okay, well, you stop that, Mr. Kickass.
No, not Kickass. That's Ricochet. That's the husband, Ricochet.
Oh, okay.
There's so many names.
I know. It's hard to keep up.
I'll explain sometime. Don't worry.
I look forward to that. April 24th. Feel free to explain.
I've got it right now. It's going in the calendar right now, and you better send me details or I'm going to kill you.
Okay, well, threats are good.
Maybe sometime during the show, I'll try to put Davin in an illegal sleeper hold so he'll feel right at home like he's watching Cops.
I don't like how this is going at all.
Very nice.
All right. We'll see you later, Lady Spitfire.
Take care, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye. She really is charged up. She's
living up to the moniker.
I know. No, she really is a Spitfire. It's a perfect name.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. I like my women full of sass.
I like my women taken. Anyway, I was gonna rhyme. Well, we Diva Donnie has texted. He says because I told him that we don't have sound.
Right.
He says, "Oh fuck." I can fix that on a break. That's easy. My bad. No, Diva Donnie. Nothing with my Sam Broadcaster is easy.
No.
You, my friend, are overconfident.
You have an hour break, do you?
An hour. Yeah, we want to stay on the air. It's not that huge of a deal. Well, staying on the air is a huge
yes,
deal.
No.
The
yeah,
audio
we,
for tonight.
We try, but at least now we're allowed to touch our microphones or touch the area around them, because that was really, we couldn't even, when we came in, the mics were on, even though we weren't on the air, because if we would switch them on, it
don't,
would throw
don't
us
touch
off the
it
air.
Now either, you. No. You still treat with the utmost respect.
It's my mic, and I'll touch it if I'd like
no,
to.
No, it already finished. It no. doesn't want to be touched.
No.
Now go get your mic a beer, you whore.
I'm making it a sandwich. I'm already on it.
Okay. Well, good.
I
That's
was.
Oh, we're dirty. All right. Anyway, my you stink.
Yes.
All right. So my feature and I, we drive 3 hours to our gig at a Moose Lodge on Saturday.
Okay.
Because I play all the big rooms.
Yes.
We get there early. There's a small turnout of about 30 to 35 people. They're dining on a buffet that includes prime rib and turkey.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, indeed. You do not expect to see prime rib in a moose.
No, you don't.
Maybe cheese doodles.
Yeah, but it's already sounding pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe some chicken fingers or some our favorite appetizer here at the Den, the swastikers. You know, something.
Yeah, the swastikers. Call back.
Yeah, something delicious like that. We're not offered any.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
That's not nice at all.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly my mood changes
yeah.
when I am not offered food. If there's no food, I get it. That's cool.
Right. But I mean, if you're serving food and then you have entertainment and you don't offer to feed them, rude.
I mean, I get that there was a small turnout, but all of a sudden, cynical prick Davin entered.
Yeah, but then you have leftovers.
Yeah, I mean, there was plenty of prime rib and turkey. I mean, I was...
That's shitty. It really is. When you have a wedding, you at least let the rabbi sit down and have a nosh. You know, you don't go, okay, here's your money, get the fuck out. You feed the people that come and do the work. Right?
Generally, very hospitable in these places.
Yeah.
We were offered a bottle of water.
Oh.
Which we lapped up.
Oh, of course, because you're starving.
But yeah, so, okay, so you get it. So I'm like, I'm like, well, is it just me? No, because I'm used to when Side Splitting Productions puts together shows, way more often than not, my talent eats, and they eat well.
I have sat and been the hostess mm-hmm. for you.
You've been my point person.
Yes, and Mr. Helix and I both ate well.
It was a lovely buffet, too, you ate
lovely.
Well. Yeah, so already my mood is yuck. But you know what? You never take it out on the audience.
No.
So, you know.
They don't know that you're starving.
Really was hungry.
Unless it was part of the act.
Well, this was my Saturday. I had to wake up really early to get the my kids' softball team's equipment.
Okay.
Then I had to take her to karate. Then I had to take her to her pitching clinic. Then we had to drive 3 hours, do a show, and drive 3 hours back.
Oh.
So it was quite.
That's a long day.
It was a long day.
Yeah.
So
it's like, could I have a snack?
And the answer was no. Nay. It was nay.
Ugh.
No snack for me. All right. But we did the show. Everybody's happy with it. But we're starving, so we get out of there. We hit the road. At around 9:45, we walk into a Wendy's.
Okay.
We want to eat big.
Yeah.
We were actually going to
eat. We want to eat big?
Yeah.
Wendy's big eating?
We were going to eat at a place called Dandy's, which is like a gas station place that has like food kind of like a Sheetz. But the other comic who was with me did not care to dine at the Dandy's.
Yeah, it sounds scary.
You know, he wasn't feeling it. So, yeah. Okay. I'll eat a little gas station food if I'm hungry. I live on the edge, baby. on the precipice of disaster.
You would eat the hot dogs that roll around
no.
on the rollers forever?
No.
Okay.
No, I would not.
You have standards.
No, no, I don't.
but that's not what you're going
to
eat.
That wouldn't appeal to me. I would dine, which is probably even more risky, on the gas station tuna fish sandwich.
Are you crazy?
Is that
Are you crazy?
Is that more dangerous than the ever-rolling hot dog?
Yes, the ever-rolling hot dog is much safer. At least it's cooked the impurities and nast out of
it. No, see, nay. I disagree.
Oh, the mayonnaise sitting around tuna?
Well, refrigerated. Refrigerated. Yeah. But very dangerous.
Yes.
The hot dog is so ill, encased in whatever it's encased in, it's sweating.
Oh, no. Yeah. You didn't mention sweaty hot dogs.
Those are the sweaty hot dogs, and they're shriveled.
Oh,
no. You know. I mean, that's what you get with a gas station hot dog.
That's starting to sound like a bad date.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
So
let's see. Frozen tuna.
I didn't say frozen. I didn't say frozen.
Cold tuna or sweaty hot dog. Bad dates all around.
Very true. Very true. So, when you say it like that, you want neither.
No, you really don't. You just want to abstain.
Never get gas station sushi.
No. Who would? Did you ever?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Had gas station pizza?
Okay.
Had gas station chicken?
Again,
very dangerous.
I'm thinking 7-Eleven food, too. You know, the stuff that's in the heaters. It's almost gas station.
It's
gas station food.
Yeah.
And the taquitos.
Oh, yeah, those have been up there all day.
They've been there all day.
Yeah.
I have, you know, when you're after drinking a bit.
Well, this is the day for it. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, thank you. The damn people. And once you realize that, you know, you've passed that sober state where now you're going to settle for any kind of food. You know, you just got to get the greasy food in there to settle your stuff.
You know, that's where you need
a diner. Your standard's really lower, but you do need a diner.
Well, you know, alcohol does have a way of lowering standards all around. Always what you put in your mouth.
I have had some scary moments to prove that theory.
Well, you are a Mick.
Yes. Well, my family is mostly Irish and German, so we used to say, it's Oktoberfest every day.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Until you storm and kick my people out.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mr. Helix told me today, because in honor of St. Patrick's Day, he goes, you know why the Germans don't have a parade? Because when Germans march, people get nervous.
It's true.
Yes.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan of their marching.
No.
We were talking about parades, which we'll get to in Great Debates of Austerity.
Yes.
Sorry, Germans were not part of that parade.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No. Also in the gas station, you don't want to have the Slurpees because they never clean those machines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and at McDonald's, the McCafes, don't get that. They never clean those machines.
Oh, you know what I had today?
A penis.
No.
Just throwing it out there.
That's what I did. No, I drove through the McDonald's drive-thru, and I never eat at McDonald's anymore, but I have to have, once a year, I have to have
the McFlurry shake. Was it good?
What is it? Is it a McFlurry? Is it McFlurry?
Yeah. Oh, Shamrock Shake.
Shamrock Shake.
It's
That's
green.
What it was. Yes.
Is it mint? Is that what
it's mint flavored.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I got a Shamrock Shake for the drive up here. Oh, man.
And you didn't bring it for anybody else.
Sorry. No, I didn't. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't think you would drink that.
Why wouldn't I?
Oh.
I own stock.
Oh, okay. That's true. Oh, okay. I forgot about that. Sorry, I didn't think about it.
Yeah, you're a selfish bitch.
I am.
Well, a little disappointing.
Fundamentally, are you new?
Very. I'm in my amoebic stage.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lisa. Shamrock Shake. Yeah.
So we walked into Wendy's. We actually passed up a McDonald's.
Oh.
Which was right in front of it, because, you know, I think the Wendy's tends to be a higher caliber.
I do too.
Of food?
I do too. We won't order McDonald's at home, but I routinely, and actually a lot of times Tuesday nights, go to Wendy's and bring food home.
Yeah.
That's my stop after
their perception is the food is better.
Yeah.
Maybe because they offer a baked potato.
You know what? What could you do to that?
No, but maybe it's like, well, they care, but they don't, but, you know. You know, McDonald's is always like the lowest. I mean, it's like McDonald's and then White Castle's underneath that.
Oh, way below that.
And like Taco Bell is probably on par with White Castle. Yet I like the Taco Bell.
I thought Taco Bell is actually a little bit better because you can get the Fresca.
Yeah, but nobody is.
No, I do. And it's good. It's good because you're lettuce and tomatoes, and it seems like you're getting fresher stuff.
But the Taco Bell has always been rumored to have like their ground beef is like quality for pets. That's you hear those rumors every now and then.
And I'm still waiting for the problem.
Why don't you lick yourself and I'll move on?
If only I could bend that way.
Well, back in the day.
Yeah.
We have pictures.
Yeah, yeah, you know, so much more limber.
Mm. Mm. So we go into the Wendy's. So we walk in there at 9:45. They close at 10.
Okay.
I think the drive-thru's open later.
Yes.
But the Wendy's dining experience, the doors close at 10.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, but would they let you? Oh, I guess you're going to tell me.
Well, there is a point.
Yeah. Okay. I'll wait for you to tell me, and then I'll ask questions.
Wow, Pip, it's like you've been doing this for several years or something.
You'd think.
Anyway.
You'd think I know how this goes.
So the cashier is a redheaded girl. You're in Wendy's.
Yes.
This is a good sign.
You'd think.
They're hiring their own.
Yeah. Or they're just like, reproducing.
Yes. When you go to a McDonald's, you want your cashier to be a clown. When you go to a Burger King, you want it to be royalty. When you go to Taco Bell, you want it to be Mexicans running, you know, with illegal papers. And Taco Bell sticks with that. Taco Bell's probably the best with that.
God.
Wendy's, you get a redheaded chick, you're very, very excited.
Yeah.
The problem is, so we walk in, she's mopping.
Okay.
She's mopping.
Yep.
She gives us the dirtiest look.
Yeah.
Like, how dare we?
How dare you? We're still open. How dare you come in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
9:45. Maybe 9:48. Either way, it's a Saturday night.
Yeah. Not that late.
Exactly. I mean, late. Not that late.
Right.
So she continues to give us like dirty looks and attitude to the point where we feel bad.
Yeah.
So then a guy comes in after us and she's giving him looks. It got so bad like with her and him that she actually kind of threw food at him.
What?
Like is throwing his food, like certain things, I guess maybe ketchup packets or whatever. I don't know what it was. The other comic was telling me like straws or whatever, like on the tray. You know, instead of placing it like a human being.
Yeah, that's, oh, wow.
Yeah. A couple comes in and with their kids, giving them dirty looks and everything. Like, you going to eat here or dine out? I'm like, you know what? We're eating and we're going to enjoy the
ambiance.
Because I don't want to, we got a 3-hour drive. I don't want to sit in the car like an animal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you because although we didn't think that we'd see him, Trucker Tom came in. He said, hi, everyone. I can't stay, but I just wanted to say thank you for all the well wishes and hope to be back next week.
Hey, Tom. Hope the best for you and your mom. We're thinking of you.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about you earlier.
And don't worry, Tom. You know, if anything gets somebody up and about, and usually fleeing, a replay of our show does that. So you can play this for your mom.
You are shameless.
You would avoid this show. You would do anything you could to get as healthy as possible to avoid this show.
Actually, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. This is like the loud music at Khomeini. Wasn't it Khomeini? No, who
no,
was it?
No, it was Ortega. Noriega.
I don't know.
Really? Tacos. It's named after Ortega Tacos. Stupid. What an asshole.
Name a despot.
Noriega.
Was it Noriega?
They were playing Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
We're not going to take it.
And so this might actually, playing this show for her,
but we're not. But we're
it.
Not comparing your mom to a dictator.
Yeah.
We're just saying adverse audio stimulus.
Yes.
That's the comparison.
You know what? I'm just digging the hole deeper.
You really
deeper.
Are.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, Tom, you know we're thinking about you. And everything, you know, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you soon, Tom.
Yes, we'll talk to you during the week.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. We're back at Wendy's, and you are getting.
I've never wanted to be at Wendy's more than after you comparing our pal's mother to a despot.
Yeah, I'm just special that way.
You're special in so many ways. That's why we love you, Pip.
What? Oh, bad news.
What?
She had another stroke yesterday. They have her in ICU as a precaution. She's bleeding on the brain, and they can't control it or stop it, and they'll have to do surgery to fix it. Oh, I did read that on Facebook.
I did, too. I didn't want to go into details because that's his personal stuff.
Yeah.
We just, you know, Tom wasn't listening, but in the top of the show, we just said there was a medical emergency, and we wished her well. But, yeah, she's obviously got some struggles. But usually what I think they do when there's bleeding on the brain, and I'm no doctor, although my initials are, I think what they usually do is they drill into the skull and they relieve the pressure.
Yeah.
And that usually takes care of it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get that under control. Hopefully that will stabilize her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
And then she'll be well enough to, like, start healing.
I think what the thing is, and I know Tom found her, and Tom just came home.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, thank God for that. because he was able to find his mom. So I think, because I have a friend of mine who had a stroke, and I think the recovery, how much you recover, a lot of it has to do with how quickly you're found.
It is a big factor.
So hopefully, you know, Tom's mom was found quickly. They can stabilize her, and then once she's stabilized. I think it's a lot of rehabilitation. I think that's really what
yes,
it is.
Yes, yes. So well, we're wishing you the best. We really are. And so, I guess.
And now back to shenanigans.
Tough transition. Now back to bullshit.
It really is a tough transition.
It is. You know, when you have
you know, we care certain, about Tom.
We do. I mean, and Lisa just said it, and I agree with this, that, you know, we're a family here in the Den Pen. And, you know, we care about our listeners, and, you know, we don't want to hear about bad things happening to you guys.
So I just happen to be the creepy dad that touches his kids. But we're all family.
Yeah, and, you know, we've kind of grown accustomed to it.
I appreciate that. It's really cut down on the police visits. It really enables me to focus more on the show. So really, by you not reporting my indiscretions, you're really helping yourselves.
It gets us back to more creepy time on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you for getting used to me touching you.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the red hair.
What do you mean?
Well, you have a thing for red hair. You were kind of digging on the bad Wendy's girl.
I wasn't digging on her. I was like, oh, I gotta hit that. Let me just bend her over the fryer later and get it going. No,
I just gotta hit that burger.
Yeah.
Wait, that's still bad.
Oh. Well, at least it wasn't Taco Bell, then you hit that taco. Oh, and there's sour cream on it.
It's worse.
No, she was late teens, early. The point was no. She had a scowl. With my women, because my confidence sometimes wavers, I like them to scowl after I'm done with them.
I don't know if that's good, though.
Well, if they're scowling before I approach, I'm not confident. Although, I met my wife, and she looked miserable. And I told her to smile, and she did. So so maybe miserable women is really where I should go.
Well, I think that you like a challenge, because you do kind of like it when the audience turns on you, because then you become ferocious, and you really do pull them back, and they really do seem to get off on your abuse. So I think that you do like a challenge.
Not when I'm trying to get laid.
No.
In a relationship, a challenge is nice.
Yes.
If just looking to get laid, eh. You can just give it up.
But that was a little bit... No, I can't. But
you can. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's to be expected.
Kiss me and do other things. I'm Irish.
I'm going to chase my snake right in there, Pipulus.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about that today.
I'm sure you were.
Yes,
I'm sure you were.
I was. I don't know. I don't want to give up some of my debate topics.
Okay.
So I can't say any more about that.
Wow. But anyway, yeah, no, with women, do I like a challenge? No.
Well, I mean...
In a relationship, I do. I can't have somebody that's too nice. We've been over this.
Yeah.
I can't have somebody that's a royal bitch either.
No. Someplace in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody that's actually...
But when I'm just looking to get it in...
Yeah.
No challenge necessary.
Just knock them over and jump on top? That would be helpful?
Well, I don't want you to describe it like that, like I actually knock them over and jump on top.
I don't mean like knock them over like you're on a football scrimmage and you just like plow into them.
Illegal hands to the face.
Illegal hand to the wall.
Illegal touching.
Yes.
What's
the football sign for, you know, touching?
Yeah, something like that.
Illegal touching.
Of course, in my younger days, I would have gotten flagged for a false start. But, you know, I'm older now. Anyway.
Yes.
No, I'm, look, like, if I'm, I have not, I don't even know if I've ever had a one-night stand. I've slept with people the first night, but they usually lingered like a disease.
You couldn't get rid of them is the problem.
No!
You had a one-night stand and you don't know how to get rid of them.
I don't have a good end game.
Okay. Yeah.
And remember, now that I have, theoretically I could because I leave town.
True. But I can't. But if you were still going to be around, I can't picture you being able to say, yeah, so should I call you a cab? Like first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think I got the balls for that.
I don't know how people do that.
Because they have balls and they don't give a shit.
I would just be slapping somebody for saying that. But you know what?
Better than coming on a leg. And leaving. I mean, cab or DNA on the thigh. Taking cab.
Yeah. Well,
cab is a better better F off than DNA on the thigh.
Well, with no conversation or even leaving a note, yeah, I would rather go get a cab.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give me cab fare. That makes up for it.
Then you're a prostitute.
Not for cab fare. I have standards.
No, you're a cheap prostitute. You absolutely are a prostitute. Be Listen, you just gave it up on the first date. Have a little respect and pay for your own cab fare. I might offer because I'm a gentleman. That's what I do.
Oh, okay.
After we have sex and I want you to leave, I'm a gentleman.
But besides all that, I'm a gentleman.
If you look past that, I'll offer you cab fare.
Well, you know what? I mean, the thing is, the idea is that you gave something up, but you didn't get anything in return. Girl's got to get some, too.
She got some, too.
Yeah.
She got to be with me.
Yeah, so that doesn't make her a prostitute.
No. Everybody's a winner.
Yeah, everybody. It's win-win. High five, and I'm out of here.
Ladies, I want you to listen to this right now. Listen to me closely, wherever you are. Ladies, if you sleep with me, whether it be for 2.5 minutes or several hours, and it's one time.
Yes.
Because really, this is the way the formula works. If it's one time, everybody wins. I am out of your life. This is a good thing.
That's how you win?
Sure.
Well, wait.
You got to experience a semi-successful entertainer.
Yeah. Okay.
It may or may not have been pleasurable. Who am I to determine?
You're not to. But wait, Lisa says bus tokens.
Now that's just here's some Garden State Parkway tokens that they don't take anymore.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Here's a Metro card with nothing left on it.
No, wait, there's a quarter. But wait, now...
Wow, this has completely gone off topic.
Yeah, this is not you stink. This is you screw.
No, I still stink.
Well, that's where I was going with this. You have a one-night stand. It's going to be, you know from the get-go, this is going to be a one-time thing.
I never know that.
Wait, I'm just saying.
I wish I knew.
I'm theoretically speaking.
Oh, I'm much smarter than I really am?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't, theoretically, I never go there.
Okay.
But if theoretically, if you think or you suspect this is going to be just...
Now, why do I think this? Do I think this because...
Say you're out of town. You're in a town when then you're going to go home the next day.
But here's the thing. If it's a hose beast and it's not good,
yeah,
I want it to be a one-night stand. If it's hot,
yeah,
and it's not good, I may give it another shot.
Okay.
If it's a hose beast and it's excellent, it's certainly still in the Rolodex.
Okay.
So here's the thing, and we've talked about this before. If you're ugly, you got to be good in bed. I mean, really.
Well, yeah.
I mean, really.
Really.
Which is why I'm very skilled.
Well, this is where I'm kind of going, is that say that this is a person that may or may not have potential. You don't know from the out.
Am I in town? I'm out of town.
You're out of town.
So this is a couple states away.
Yeah.
But I think if I ever play this town again, I might want to see this person again.
This could be your person in this port of call.
Or is this somebody who I want to start a long-distance relationship with?
It could be either. Okay. You don't know where this is going to go.
Okay. There's a certain spark there.
This is something that you wouldn't have to, like, you wouldn't take out the hose to try to get away from your house. This is somebody that is decent looking enough, seems like a reasonable person, there's a spark.
This is a high-class Wendy's cashier.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Really? Okay. Now, if you think it might be a one-night stand, do you just go in, get yours, and get out? Or are you putting on the full court press? You're trying to, like, impress.
I harken back to Joe DiMaggio. You know, Joe DiMaggio once said, I got to give it my all every day because this might be the only time that these people get to see me. It's the same thing here.
All right.
You know what? You might be. Listen, we might never sleep with each other again,
mm-hmm.
might never see each other again.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to leave a good impression so that when you talk about that comic whose name you can't remember that you slept with.
You want good reviews.
I want good reviews, especially with Yelp and the internet.
You're helping you get a Yelp.
Yeah. You know, the internet, social media, Yelp, you know, it's all word travels, all word of mouth. That's how you get your repeat business.
Noises are usually a good sign, so Yelp is good.
Yeah, well, exactly. And think about this. If I sleep with her,
uh-huh.
and it's a good experience, and she tells her friends, her hotter friends.
Right.
Or even the same friends that I was good. Maybe I get one of the friends on the return visit, or maybe we have a menage de many.
Ooh, a menage de many. Do you have enough patience and stamina for that?
I don't know. I've never had one.
No, me neither.
Yeah, we see.
I don't know.
I'd like to think I do. I'd like to think I could rise to the occasion and everybody would leave happy.
Right.
I tend to think I would fail.
I think it's a lot of pressure on a normal guy. If you're not Mick Jagger, the idea of going in with more than one to handle at the same time, that's a lot of pressure.
I think I need a do-over. I think we need to get the first one out of the way where I may be subpar because I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, yes.
This does not happen to me. This is all good stuff.
This might be an hors d'oeuvre,
yeah.
And then you move on to the meal, and then you maybe come back for seconds.
Because let's be honest, if I see them going at it, I'm already very close.
Oh.
And so by the time I get tagged in, there's not much game left.
Understood.
You know, like I'm kind of like the jabroni wrestler. I get tagged in, and you put me in the small package. No pun intended. Right away, and you know, you're one, two, three,
done.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd like to think that the ladies, after I've done what I've done,
right.
The ladies continue, because ladies are built differently. They can keep going.
Yes.
The ladies continue do what I do,
for the marathon.
Yes. I...
Or a sprinter.
I'd like to think I'm still virile enough where there might be number two. Not taking number two.
Right. But No. Game over.
Yeah, you can't do that in the middle of the
menage a trois. No, no. Yeah. Oh, Joe. Joe shows up right in the center of our conversation about menage a trois. Perfect. Now we're a threesome.
Weirdest intro ever. Anyway.
Joe liked it.
Usually I wait till Joe sits down and, you know, is a human being and gets on the mic, but intro him now while he settles in, stupid.
No. Let him take off his jacket. Yeah, take off your jacket slow.
I don't
that.
Want this menage a trois.
Like that.
No.
No, leave the hat on. That's cool. Look at the toque.
He's got his Jimmy
hat. Yeah.
That's creepy.
Well, so are you, so welcome.
Hi.
So, yeah, but anyway, as I was saying, so the menage, yeah. I'd like to think if that menage a trois is going to happen because I got the good review with the person the last time I was in town.
Right.
I'm not redoing the whole story, Joe.
I was in the car. I was listening to most of the show coming up. So how did you get a review?
Yeah.
From who?
From the girl I slept with.
Okay. All right.
So, because she asked me, if you know if it's a one-night stand, do you put forth your best effort, or do you just get yours, and, you know, that's the end of it?
Well, you always do the best you can.
Absolutely. You never punish the audience. Yes. So that's what I was saying. So, and then I was talking about the pros of getting that good review, mm-hmm. which maybe you get her friend, too, because it was such an esteemed review of your performance one-on-one. Everybody wants a piece.
Well, no, because sometimes women, you know, some women aren't up to that. Some women don't want to share. You know, it's not like they might brag to their friends, but it's not like you want to join in.
These are one-night stands. We're trying to get as much as we can. This is a return visit. I don't care about their emotional state. We're not running away together.
Well, if you come in, it's not a one-night stand.
It's a repeat. I'm working my way back through town 8 months later. I got to rebook.
He's hoping for groupies is what we're going for.
Not hoping. You put this out there.
I did.
You put this out there.
I did.
My point is, yes, I always give it my best.
Okay. And you're saying the same thing, Joe?
Yeah.
In this theoretical situation?
Yeah. And any like that. I don't want to do it half-assed. But
Joe's here with his puns.
No.
No,
but
so
it's,
there are a lot of pitfalls to this conversation.
But
potential pitfalls.
She was so good till you walked in. Are you her kryptonite?
Kryptonite? I'm just glad I was able to slink away.
She was funny and engaging and on point, and you walked in, it all goes away.
No.
No. No, well, okay, well, that's good to know. I mean, I think that that's been pretty much my experience, that whether, you know, the guys try their best because they don't know where this is going, and they don't want you to go, oh, my God. God, worst lay ever.
No,
we
don't want you telling your friends we got a small dick.
Right.
And we don't want you telling your friends we're a minute man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And conversely, you know, women will complain, oh, it went for hours. When would it end? Because nobody gets off.
Yeah.
But still, going for hours and not being great is still better than 3 minutes of, okay.
Yeah.
Although, there is a chafing issue.
I understand that, but that's your problem, not mine.
No, it's going to become everybody's problem when...
No. We've already established this is a one-night stand. Tomorrow, I will not be in between your thighs. The chafing will. I am playing the next big town.
That's not where the chafing is.
The next big town.
Sure.
I used to love when we used to go on the road, major cities, and we'll be 30 miles on the outskirts of them.
Yes.
We're talking about inskirts now.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, zombie trucker.
Hey, zombie trucker.
Zombie trucker.
More of a Halloween guest, but we're always happy to have a zombie trucker. So, yes. But back to Wendy's. How the hell did we get from...
I don't know.
My experience at Wendy's. I mean, Tom gave us an update. You
I
said,
have a dirty mind. I pushed it there.
Trucker Tom gave us an update on his mom.
Yep.
You turned it into a despot situation and somehow turned into me getting menage a trois.
And the funny thing is, I was listening to the show all the way from the beginning of the show all the way up here. So I get out of the car and use the restroom and stuff like that. And I left it like with the restaurant story. And then I come in menage a trois.
Blame Pip.
I was gone for 3 minutes.
Blame Pip. It was like you had a menage a trois. Yeah. That was the length of time.
It's all it takes.
Back to my Wendy story.
Okay. Back. Yes.
So she's giving everybody dirty looks.
Yeah.
Because I guess she wants to get out of there.
Of course.
My order, they screwed up.
Figures.
I did. They're like, oh, it could take a while. Can it? It's a burger. Are you rustling up the cattle? The shit's already pre-made. But I'm like, you know what? Forget it. Just give me the burger.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here any more than I have.
Yeah, it's not like a night of magic and romance with two other comics and a road gig. Let's just eat this chow and get the hell out of here.
Well, that's what she wanted. Yeah. The Wendy's girl.
You came in late. You came in about 15 minutes before closing. But the thing about it is,
it's a Wendy's.
Would you let me explain?
No. I know where you're going. Continue.
No, you know, I don't know if you do. You go in. On the other hand, sometimes as an employee, you feel that, oh, Jesus Christ, yeah, I got to stay here. But on the other hand, you are open. You are there. You know what? Sorry.
It's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
9:45. This isn't 11:59 on a Tuesday. I stroll in and they close at midnight.
No.
And I get that. You know, the wife used to be in the service industry. She's the bartend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get that. They want to go home.
Yeah. But it's not like you are going to sit down and have a 7-course meal. You're going to eat your burger and go.
Yeah.
They can keep cleaning around you.
Exactly.
What's the problem?
Exactly. And now the manager looked like a meth head. He did not seem like he could be bothered. So you guys agree that we did not deserve that stink eye?
No.
Well, no. And also, there's more people that came in?
Yes.
All right. So the deal is when you walk
in. When we came in, nobody was there.
All right. When you walk in, it's like that. Like, you know, it's like, all right, you know what? Maybe I'll just. I know they want to go home, but I'm starving. We're on the road. We're getting food. I don't care who's unhappy. But then you go, all right, let me.
Usually us after we eat it.
Well, maybe we'll eat it a little maybe a little faster than usual.
We'll get some indigestion because we're considerate.
Right. You'll eat a little faster. However, if other people come in and are hanging out, well, game over. I'm taking my time.
Well, but by then, the attitude had already soaked into us.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I feel, well, I did mention to the other comic that maybe we should eat at every table to create a mess at every table. It's like you really want to give an FU to somebody. You know, we can play that game. And what's she going to say? Nothing. She's not going to say a damn thing if I put a ketchup dollop in the middle of every
table.
Now,
where was this Wendy's? Where was it? The middle of nowhere?
Pennsylvania on a busy road.
Okay. What, on a throughway or is it?
No. It was in a town.
Just a regular town? Busy road? Okay. Because I'm just saying, because sometimes
I'm not the engineer.
I understand that. But sometimes you're in a thoroughfare where, you know,
right.
like a main road. Sometimes you're in these.
This is the main drag.
All right, the main drag. But sometimes in these towns, they roll up the sidewalks at 11 o'clock, no matter what night it is.
We already passed places that were closing at 9:30.
Right.
You know,
right.
Pizza place that we wanted to, they're mopping up at 9:30.
Yeah.
Which I
know.
Because
nobody's going to come in.
Right,
I mean, I'm not being facetious, but at that time, as a generalization, nobody is coming in.
Well, there's a place by not too far from here, a Middle Eastern place. They're supposed to be open to 8. I roll in there one night at 7. They're closed. Come on!
I know.
It's a weekend!
I'll tell you the opposite. One time, last year, we were doing a photo shoot, a Race Odyssey photo shoot, and we were in, out in the outskirts of Jersey. And it's
outskirts. Does Jersey have outskirts?
Well,
yes, it does.
The mountainous area. What's that? Skyline Drive. Around Skyline Drive. We're working around
Ringwood.
Skyline Drive. Yeah, Ringwood in that area. And we get done at about 12 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we're watching the places clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Around us. Now, me and my guitar player, Chris Ryder, are starving. We didn't have a chance to get anything on the island. We didn't get a chance during the photo shoot. And we go home, and I go, man, I'll go. There's no place open. We passed this deli. I almost did a 360. We walk in. The food was good. It was, I never thought it would be there. It was like finding an oasis. It was great.
And Boar's Head for everybody.
And Dev, it wasn't like it was like you were talking about gas station food. It was really good deli food.
That's weird
was,
that they would be open that late.
But it was, I was astounded because I was ready to eat I was ready to like go to my go-to at the last resort, which is White Castle back in the island, which I wouldn't do at gunpoint. That was the only thing in my mind that would be open. And this place, I'm like, holy smokes, look at this place.
Well, the other thing is that Wendy's makes a big deal about being open later.
Well, that's their drive-thru.
There's still people there.
Listen, I get red probably is not part of the graveyard shift and everything.
Yeah.
But don't give me a puss.
No.
You serve us with a smile. Not that she was getting a tip.
So the drive-thru is still open.
I believe so. I don't know a Wendy's that doesn't have a late drive-thru.
Because the drive-thru is still open. You lock the door of the restaurant. You guys eat. When you get done eating, you clean up nice. They open the door to let you the hell out. I mean, what's the end of the story, you know?
I understand all this.
I got you. Yeah, on paper it looks delightful, but in real time it's probably a fiasco.
I used to work at a deli where I worked with the owners alternated which one was going to work on the Saturday that was my only day I worked there, and when the guy worked there, we closed up on time. We whipped through our cleaning routine. You know, we did a good job, but we whipped through it because he's the owner. He's not going to, like, do a shitty job. And we get out of there.
Like you would.
Yeah, I know. But, No. Because, you know, you have to come back there and need things to be in a certain way in the morning. But when the wife was there, there was always some asshole. We closed. We're cleaning. Banging on the door to open up and let them. So now, you know, you put your salads away and you put your little plastic on them. And you clean off the slicers and everything. No. This guy, there's always somebody that would come in. She's like, oh, customer. She'd open up. And then they would be there. They'd always ask for something that makes the dirtiest mess on the slicer ever. It's always got to be the roast beef, the liverwurst, or some shitty mess everywhere.
Well, stop serving that stuff.
No. It's a deli.
Well, by that time when you have everything put away,
and it shows over.
Yes, and the doors are locked.
But
the lights are out.
But if you
let them in,
but
she's an asshole.
Yes, she is.
If you say you're open till a certain time, then you need to. The doors need
to
be open.
Different.
You need to be ready to go.
Right, but in this case, it's different. The doors are closed. They're cleaned up. I mean,
right, but
I'm
saying if you say you're going to be open till 10.
Yeah.
Then you're open until 9:59 till it hits 10.
And you can't give people shit about coming in while you're open.
Exactly.
You know what the funny thing about when I was in running one of the fence stores, it was 5:00 on a Saturday. I'm ready to go home, stuff like that. I close up the place. Some guy comes to the front door. Yeah, I want to buy a shed. I go, we're closed there, Chief. Come back on Monday. He shows me $2,000 cash. I'm like, I take the soul outside. I go, we're open. Come on in.
Well, it's a little different. I wasn't about to drop $2,000 at Wendy's.
Yeah, you got 2,000 cash in your hand.
I just throw my singles from the gig around.
It's like, Jorge, throw on some burgers. He's got 2,000 cash.
It was a good merch night. We're staying open late.
Yeah, really.
The Cinco de Caco shirts were moving.
Sold out of CDs.
Yeah, exactly. No, it wasn't happening. So here's the thing. I actually felt like a bit of a pussy because I did not complain.
No, in that situation, what are you gonna accomplish?
Well, maybe she gets her ass in gear.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? You're gonna get your food spit.
No, after you get the food, you got to complain post food.
You're never gonna be there again. What's the point?
Well, yeah, but this is not acceptable.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I'm a stickler. You got to look at the situation. It's they're closing in 15 minutes, okay? As long as you get the food. If she's not happy, no, she's not going to be. I don't think anybody would be
happy.
She
was throwing food at people.
Well, I heard what you meant by throwing food, but what do you mean by throwing food? She was throwing it on the plate? What is she doing?
So here's a tray.
Right.
And instead of placing said items on tray, she's kind of tossing them with a little bit of attitude. Everything's with an attitude. A slam here, a thwap there, a sigh here. It was like I had sex with her, and now I asked her to do the dishes. That's the type of contempt that this person had.
No, you told her to get a cab, and you didn't pay.
But if you had a sex with her, you would want to do a good job, so she would enjoy doing the dishes.
And she would like making you that.
I would have liked to have done a lot of things. I probably failed on all accounts. Here, all I was doing was opening through the door and trying to spend money in this establishment.
How dare you?
See, I would have the. I have two agendas when it would be that late.
When you go to Wendy's, I think it's just
there's
one.
Her agenda.
Poor leg.
There's, but at that.
There's two
I'm
agendas.
Sorry, Joe.
Joe's going to double tap his DNA.
Double tap.
There is an agenda on their part and an agenda on my part.
Okay.
You walk in at 15 minutes before closing time.
Now remember, it's not a hard close because they're still open for the drive-thru.
Right. Right. I just want to, you know, my thing is I want to get something to eat. If they're going to slap it on a plate, you know what? It's 10:45. I just want to sit, eat my stuff. I don't give a damn if you're happy, sad, or upset. I'd probably be pissed, but in this case, I don't care. I just, as long as you don't spit in my food, that'll be a win. Yeah. I just want to sit, mellow out, eat before I got to drive three hours home.
Right.
You know? I mean, you know, I could see why they're pissed, but I could see why I want to get something to eat. It's like a Mexican standoff.
Yeah.
But with Wendy's. You know, so it's like, you know, just deal with it and go. If it was regular hours, you had an attitude, I'd be like, really? But you know what?
It was 9:45. I'm not a damn vampire on the prowl.
I understand that, but it's 15 minutes before close.
What about if it's 9:30?
Maybe that's different. There's about 15 minutes more time. That 15.
Yes, sure. You're good at math.
That 15 minutes before closing is kind of like a big deal. But
well, then why don't they close at 9:30?
But the thing about it, but it's just because it's human nature. It's human nature. All right. But on your end, just disregard it and don't care because I'm going to sit. I'm going to eat my meal. I don't care.
There's a smiling redhead on my carton of French fries. I want a smiling redhead working the cashier.
Let me tell you something. She knew it was 10:45. She'd have a puss on
it. It was 9:45.
9:45.
Where is she going home to play Dungeons and Dragons?
I understand that. But just in one of those situations, you know what the deal is. And it's like, I know they're not happy. I don't care because I'm sitting down and I'm eating my food.
I don't
and I'm getting out of here.
I don't need the biggest smile in the world. I just don't want
you'll never get it.
Oh, wow. No,
I just don't need open contempt.
You know, I know, but the thing is
open
that what you,
contempt like ISIS is running the Wendy's.
More or less. More or less. Yes. I
everybody's
I felt less welcome than the Peshmerga being captured by ISIS. We felt less welcome than that.
Well, did you not notice her Palestinian garb? What is wrong with you?
I actually said something like that to the other comic. like ISIS was running this place. I
actually said that. Oh, really? Oh, God.
So yeah. So that's my you stink. What's going on with you, Pip?
Well, you know, I was at one of Mr. Helix's gigs out on Long Island. And this was not this weekend that just passed. It was the week before, but we didn't get to talk about this. When we get in there, now none of the other band wives or girlfriends are there, so I'm by myself. But it's cool because I make friends with these two guys that are sitting at the bar right next to me, and we're joking around while the band is setting up. Now, this particular band spends an inordinate amount of time getting ready. They all kind of do, but it drives me
crazy.
We've
been over that with you and your contempt.
Yeah, you know.
Yet a Wendy's worker you have more feeling for.
I can't stand it. But these guys that I'm sitting next to are kind of fun. Now, first of all, there are two buddies and they're talking, and one's name is Mike, and the other guy is
Mike.
Mike, right? I forget. We'll call him Pete, right? So Pete is kind of a shorter guy, and Mike is sitting down, so they're you know at the same height. And while I sit down, all of a sudden, this guy Pete, like kind of leans forward and is going underneath the bar in front of Mike. It almost looks like he's about to do something with this. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? You know? And so Mike jumps back like, Hey buddy, like, what are you doing? He was reaching for something he dropped, but it looked funny. So they see the look on my face and I make it a real, hey, what are you doing there face?
Yeah.
And they both burst out laughing. So we're having a good jokey time. And I say to Pete, you know, hey, what are you doing? You know, I didn't think it was that kind of place. If it is that kind of place, at least lower the lights a little. And so then, you know, I'm teasing him, and he says, I dropped a dollar. And I'm like, hey, higher your standards. A dollar? That usually goes for $20 where I come from. You know, so we're and they roar, and they think, oh, my God, this lady's so crazy. So we're having
fun. She's so crazy.
She's so crazy. Wow, the crazy dollar lady.
Yeah, the crazy dollar
throwing
lady.
Money around.
Throwing money around.
So we're having fun. Everything's cool. And Pete leaves at some point, and so it's just this guy, Mike. And Mike starts talking to me, and he's telling me the story of his life. He's jovial. He's okay. Everything's cool. So you know, the band is taking forever getting ready, and so all of a sudden Mike starts going, come on, you know, let's go already. And I'm like, that's kind of rude. I understand he's impatient for the music to start.
Now, was he commenting to you, or was he yelling it out?
He's commenting to me, and then he's kind of yelling it out. Now the band is in their own little world, and they're not really hearing him, which is good.
Boy, thank God it wasn't one of my bands setting up. The emergency room would have a hell of a time getting a mic stand out of his asshole.
Oh, wait.
You know, now you're Mr. Impatient, but I'm the creep for just wanting to be treated like a human being for walking to Wendy's during business hours.
15 minutes before they close, they're not happy, you're not happy, shut your face. Now we're on stage with the band. What's going on?
They're trying to set up!
Now, I know that they're patootsing around, but he
starts...
I don't
even know what that word means, but okay.
Patootsing? Like futzing.
Well, here's the deal with futzing. There's a deal with futzing. Basically, you want to get up and running as quickly as you can.
You do.
Are they having talk stories, or are they trying to get everything worked out while they're setting up?
Well, there's a little bit of talking. There's a little bit of, you know, slowly unpacking things. There's a little bit of working things out. It's like, it's working things out, but it's going really slow. So, I can kind of see why he's getting a little antsy, because he's like,
I'm kind of siding with him, because basically, you know,
they're going slow and he has to get home and go to bed. So, Zombie Trucker wants me to spell patootsing. I have no idea.
I like the way, but one thing, we have to run the band around his bedtime.
Kinda. So
wait a minute, I got to run my eating schedule around her crankiness?
Wendy's.
You're all over the place.
All over the place. Yeah. I moved on to, what do you mean? Oh, we died.
We want consistency.
We figured out what's going on with you. You eat your food. You're there. She's not happy. You're not happy. Eat, cook. Everybody goes home.
You're understanding now this twat over here.
Oh, wow.
And you're busting people that just want to get home to get to bed like a human being.
I'm taking two sides of the story. The band shouldn't be horsing around. They should be setting up. And this guy shouldn't be concerned about having the band work around his bedtime schedule.
Yeah. So at first I'm like, oh, you know, okay, he's you know, just getting a little cranky because he has to get to bed. But
Mr. Cranky
it
band.
Is a little, I don't know him. He seemed so jovial just a little while ago.
Now, is this Mr. Helix's band setting up?
Yes.
All
well,
right.
It's a band that he used to be with, and now he's sitting in because their now usual guy is out.
Right. Yeah, so, I know the feeling.
All so
right.
So we know.
He never got asked back. So, talking about.
We know all these guys really well, and I know that they fatuts, and there's two of them in particular that are kind of like the leaders of the band that are like fussy. And so now Lou, the singer, is starting to go, oh, I'm hearing a little bit of this
feedback?
In
the monitors, thank you. So he's getting a little something that he doesn't like. Now my once jovial friend that we were having oh so huddle-a-huddle-as about blowjobs, you know, from his friend Pete. Now all of a sudden he's going, come on! Come on!
All right, now the Pete has a problem, because basically if
Pete
the
left, this is Mike now.
Mike, okay? Mike should shut his face, because if they're having a problem with the monitor, monitor's important, man, and if you can't hear yourself or it's not clear, it's going to be a rough night. So if he's not getting good monitor, you know what? I mean, if they're having talk stories, cut it out. Get back to work. But if you're trying to get decent monitor, especially when you say you need monitor.
You do. And so, well, he doesn't understand this. So he's yelling. And I think, oh, my God, it's not that far away. The band's got to be able to hear him. But they're so involved in what they're doing, they're not paying attention to him or not hearing him. And he's going to the singer, it's not all about you. Come on, you schmuck. I'm like, when did he flip the switch from being jovial, drunk?
People got stressed out close to showtime.
To all of a sudden, like, freaky,
people get stressed
guy.
Out. People get stressed out close to showtime.
People
react in different ways.
Now,
people get stressed out when it's close to mopping up time.
They do. But like you said, that if your band had heard it, that he would have had a mic stand up his ass. Lou takes no crap off of anybody. And I'm like, oh, God, if he gets any louder, this is really going to be bad. And this is like a not completely, but there's like bikers in here, and it's like, it's not like, you know, a we're gonna have tea and crumpets kind of bar.
Right.
This is.
Do those
like,
bars exist?
I don't know, but okay. It's not one of them.
Okay.
Now, there's people wearing their colors. This guy's going, come on, you schmuck.
Oh, really?
Schmuck.
Oh,
all, right, all right.
Ah, oh. Like, oh, my God.
You know what?
God.
Settle down, stupid. People are armed with records. You
yeah.
know? yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, all right.
Be cool, man. Be cool.
Like, all right.
Yeah, dude, really? So I'm like, oh, they're going to start soon. I'm trying to placate him because we're going to have a rumble. So now.
Rumble.
He keeps yelling. Then they start. Oh, thank God. You think he's going to calm down now. He doesn't like how this guy sings. So he's going, how about you get a voice in between songs? I'm like, oh, God.
Well, at least he did it in between.
Lou's going to kill him. No, he's yelling during the songs.
Too. Oh.
But when there's a little lull in between, now they're going to hear him. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now, he's at the edge of the bar. So the people on the other side of the bar, the people wearing the colors that I'm worried about, they're involved in their own shenanigans. So they don't care. And he's a regular here, right? But the band, I'm thinking they're going to fly over their instruments and come and, like, pile on him. And I'm like, I got to step away.
You know what? You know what? But you're an entertainer. You're used to douchebags.
It depends. Yes. Well, sometimes
play
you are.
Louder.
Sometimes,
but sometimes.
Sometimes you are. Sometimes you're not. Now, if I'm playing in that place, let him yell. Let him say he's not
no.
shit with anybody.
No.
Well, you're also playing, depending on the band, you might be in a dress. No. So yeah, might not be the time to get all uppity, Joe.
Oh, believe me.
No, now he starts during the songs. He decided that the lead guitarist was not up to his standards. And Bill, who switches between bass and guitar,
yeah.
He's up to his standards. He waddles over towards Bill and stands right in front of him.
I do not like when I heckle a band and you say, I waddle. The only person I know who would waddle.
He stands right in front of Bill and starts pointing at his guitar and yelling things at him while he's playing and singing. And Bill is a really nice guy, and he's just smiling at him like, uh-huh, uh-huh, because he's in the middle of a song, and he can't exactly calm this idiot down.
Was there a bouncer in his place?
No, apparently not. Which is crazy because of the clientele.
Yeah.
But nobody's coming over to bail them out. So the guy is like a foot away, right in front of Bill's face, and like pointing at him. So he waddles back to another little stool. Now he's on the other side of me, and he's shaking my elbow, yelling something. I don't even know what. And then after the song is done, he goes, "You take the lead! You take the lead! Get some balls! Take the lead!" Bill doesn't know what to do. I can't believe that the other two guys aren't jumping in. So now he's regularly heckling them and yelling. One of the funny parts, though, is he decides that tonight he wants to heal Neil Young. And that's what's going to placate him. And I'm like, oh, God, play some Neil Young. Maybe he'll shut up. But instead of saying what he wants, now he's drinking a glass of wine, but apparently it's pushed him over the edge. Now he has lost it to the point where he's just yelling, Neil! Neil at the band. One of the band members is named Neil, and he keeps looking around like, what? What? So it's gone from ridiculous to the absurd.
Mm.
And none of the band, except for hearing his own name, nobody in the band is picking up on any of this stuff except for Bill. So after it's all done, I have to tell them all what's been going on.
All right, now there's something to talk about right there, and then we're going to go to Joe's.
Okay.
You don't have to tell them. If they think everything was okay, let them have that post performance high. Let them have their moment. Because you know what? I know when I deal with a heckler.
Yeah.
I really wish I didn't have to deal with that heckler and think about it on the car ride home. So the beautiful thing is, if they played loud enough where they had no idea that they were being abused and torn apart by some drunken D-bag.
Yeah.
Let them have that.
Oh, I don't know. They thought it was amusing. I didn't tell the guy who was being heckled about his voice.
Oh, well, okay, good.
No, because he was saying hurtful things to him. Okay. I just told them about the nonsense he was yelling.
Oh, okay, all right.
Like, Neil! And they started asking for the song Wooden Ships.
That's Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
And so I told them he was asking for that, and they go, nobody's requested that since 1972. What the hell?
You get nuts like that. We had one time we were playing at this place, similar place. This actually was one of the places that pagans used to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the waterfront, Lindenhurst, Long Island. And it was acoustically, it was one of the best rooms I've ever played in. Very dead, you know, acoustically,
yes,
and stuff like
yes.
that. So it was a great acoustic room. But there was this one chick that was so drunk. What song is he going to play? What song is he going to play? So Lou and my drummer decides, let me pacify her and give her a tambourine.
Oh, oh, no.
It sounded like an out-of-control ice cream truck was going on during the whole show.
Yes.
I'm like,
what? Without the payoff, no ice cream.
Yeah. And
yeah, really.
And then during the one song, my buddy's playing a lead, and apparently this girl is blowing this guy over in the corner.
What?
Yeah, during it, we're all watching. My buddy's taking his lead.
Yeah,
we tell him, Mark, stretch.
You should tell him the guy who's getting blown to stretch.
Yeah.
He was trying.
But, yeah, that was, yeah.
Your story's better. It ended in a blowjob.
But oh, God, we just had so many hell games. I remember one time we played a white trash backyard party. All right. And so we're playing a white trash backyard party. And Ant singing. Now you see Ant now. Ant, you know, he's a star, this, that, that, this. These little kids. Little kid stops, looks at him, points out a water pistol, and shoots him with the water pistol.
But Anthony shouldn't mind. He's pro-gun.
Yeah. Pro-water gun.
That's a Second Amendment little junior supporter there.
Pro-water gun while you're on a mic.
I'm surprised
bad,
Anthony
bad.
Didn't like take out a super soaker and go, now this is a gun.
Believe me, if he had it.
Yeah. He would've.
Well, this is when Anthony was up and coming and couldn't afford the weaponry he can now.
Oh, really? The water bazooka.
You just see that little kid shoots Anthony with a water pistol. Anthony pulls out a real gun.
Yeah.
Would have been nice to do that, but you know.
Well, you're playing a kids' party.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can't take out the hecklers no matter what they're doing.
Was it a kids' party? It was a wedding.
Whoa.
We went to play a wedding. We don't want to. Oh no, man! We like you guys. All right, fine.
Oh,
take the money. Hope
man.
It's good.
That's what we did. That's what we did.
Oh.
All right. Let's take our first break of the evening. We'll come back with a couple of great debates of absurdity. You are listening to Davin's Den.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com. Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
And we